This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yes, it is just mother effing great to be back.
Mm-hmm.
Are we back?
We're back.
Yes, we're back today. This is it. However, Mike, you'll be glad to know, we are operating on Mike O'Mara time today.
We're getting out of here early?
It's a three-hour show.
Yeah! Beautiful.
Oh, because, man, because I'm exhausted.
Mike O'Mara for president.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've earned it.
Thank you.
Because, as you know, very important game tonight.
Yes.
Not the one with the Saints. The other one.
Oh, yes, the Giants are playing the Saints.
No, not that one. The other one.
What other one are you talking about?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, there's a Cowboys game tonight?
Yes, it'll be here.
Who are they playing?
A team from Washington.
Oh, good. The Nats?
No, the
Capitals.
What's the lesbian team? The Mystics, the WLBA.
No, I think it's the DC United.
Will I be able to listen to the Peter Rosenberg show online? I'm worried. Sure.
Listen, so we're truncated today. Sorry about that. I know we've been gone for an S-load of days, mm-hmm. but trust me, I really friggin' needed it. I feel, you know, all of the events of the last 2 months, not gone, but gone enough that I feel good about coming back.
Good. And good.
I told all the guys, I thought maybe even I had come back too early the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is good. Glad to be back. Sorry we were gone so long, but...
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. I just think that... I wouldn't be being honest if I didn't say to you and to all our listeners that, really, quite frankly, I could use maybe a day or two more.
Another day, maybe.
But, you know, but I'm willing to, you know, accept the fact that we, you know, we have a contract to, to adhere to. And
come on, Tyler.
All right. Okay. All right. Just a couple more days of fun and sleeping in.
And listen, of course, the losses, you know, and this is how I equate them. You have, the Pope,
uh-huh.
that was tough.
Yeah.
That was when we were doing a show.
Right.
And I can't tell you how I wanted to come in when I heard about Gilligan.
Oh, yeah. Bob Denver.
I can't believe it.
Ouch.
Hi, Mrs. Denver.
But you know what I thought?
Mm-hmm.
We'll always have that idiot that was on the reality show.
We will always have Gooner.
The fake Gilligan.
Good Gooner.
So, and get ready for a gigantic curveball. All of you, nothing major, but I'm doing it partly because...
It's nothing major. That's funny.
It is.
That is funny. Though.
It is nothing major.
No, it really isn't.
It's a surprise.
No, it's not. I will make you this vow.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to listen to the Jerry Lewis telethon tapes on today's show.
Oh, yeah. Now, if my history of the show serves me correctly.
Believe it, friend.
You've promised this for, I think, three years in a row.
Yeah. No, never promised. Like, maybe it was a DJ promise.
Yeah,
like, we promised to play the most music.
Wow. How do we know
exactly? It's not a DJ promise.
Because, Buzz, I'm telling you, this is my real no BS.
Right.
Okay. I had such a fantastic vacation. Circumstances, you know, notwithstanding.
Right.
I got a lot of stuff to tell you. I know Mike has an S-load of stuff to tell you. Mm-hmm. Really, we don't have time today.
Nope.
So the best, and we have breaking news with Joe that we have to get to.
That's what I thought you were saying no big deal about.
Oh, no. No, that's definitely not a big deal.
Takes me a while to just get back into
that's
the...
That's definitely nothing. But no, we are going to play those goddamn Jerry Lewis tapes today.
Well, you know I love them, and I think everybody on the show loves them.
Yes.
Let me just give you a treat, a little peek.
Hi! It's me, Super Duke.
Okay.
Wow.
He's back.
A start.
Now, with a start like that.
He's back. I wish Alvin Lied One was still here.
Hi. It's me, Super Duke.
I would like to just, you know, randomly take this opportunity to say hi to an old friend who I talked to over the summer, Alan Goodman.
Hi! It's me, Super Duke.
You know, I've got a new relationship going with Commandant Hughes now,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to say anything, so, but I'll say it. There has been some kind of cleansing here.
Well, good.
Can you tell me?
Place could use it.
What do you mean? Something's happened?
No, like an ethnic cleansing. I mean, I'm trying to think of anybody. Shut up, you. I'm trying to think of anybody on staff who we could go
with. Oh my God, that's right.
The Super Jew tape for.
Well, oh my, what?
Cameron.
Cameron Gray.
Cameron. Okay, good.
Cameron Gray, program director.
Hi! It's me, Super Jew.
I knew Rob would find one.
Yeah, but listen to me now, people.
Yep.
There was a time.
Oh, wow.
That wasn't Rob's happiest time.
No.
But I'm talking about if there wasn't a Steen or a Stein in the hallway.
Yeah, you know, this place wasn't on the air.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's why we're not succeeding now.
That's right, because we miss Steve Goldstein.
Hi! It's me, Super Jew.
And, of course, there were always question marks about certain leaders that we had.
Yeah. You know, I'm telling you.
We never really confirmed Ken.
I'm telling you, Ken. Ken was not a Jew. Mm-hmm. Ken was also not a Christian.
Right.
Ken was
a reptile.
Yeah, we're really not sure exactly. Listen, I don't know if Ken Stevens believed in God.
I think Ken was an alien. And I'm not talking about the kind that comes across the border.
He had gills. That was weird.
Yeah, that's right. Gills that stuck out in the form of skin tags. You never knew with Ken. You really never knew. I mean, like anything else in his life, you never knew about his religion either. And we one day on the show, we pressed it.
We pried that he would not give up the information.
Absolutely.
I do not think he was.
Hi! No. It's me, Super Jew.
I don't think so. You know, we've really got to open this thing up and start the show.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to share this with you, Mike, and especially with you. While we were gone, this came from, no name, but it came USPS with the fancy paperwork.
Okay.
Here you go. But as far as I know, this could be like rat urine that someone has put in a high karate bottle.
Let me see that. I'll be the judge of that.
There is a bottle of high karate that
looks real.
Another one of our inane discussions we were having before the break. Mike, what do you say?
I'm going to splash some on.
Well, smelling it's not going to help.
Well, I mean, if it's rat urine, it's covered up with a high.
It's going to smell the same.
Well, no, it's. Look at that. You smell like a rat.
There you go.
Yeah. What are you doing? Some jujitsu?
Hi! It's me, Super Jew.
Jujitsu.
What
Rob?
You know, what if they did put something on there that's going to cause a major skin irritation?
You're a little red now.
How do you define major?
I feel red.
Ken Stevens.
Oh, my God.
Boy, that does stink like high karate. I think that's the real stuff, Mike.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
I never wore it.
I've never smelled it, and you know what? It's not that great.
Is it everybody you should?
Here's the deal, though. It's going to interact with my own body chemistry.
Hello. Right. The Don and Mike Show.
Here come the lady.
Beth Ann will like it.
Yes, you will.
Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday that you had on Saturday.
Thank you. It was Sunday. But thank you. You know, thank you. I do appreciate it, but we've not even started the show yet. I'm sorry.
So we have tapes to play.
We've not started the show.
We haven't?
Yes. And let's start, before we open the show with the song and everything, let's take a moment to listen to America's most dynamic governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi, this is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report. This week, I want to talk to you about sex crimes.
Oh.
But I am a convicted sex offender. I joined with sexual predators. Teaching them to lure children into sex crimes. I'm tipping the scale of justice in favor of the violators, not the victims, period. Thank you very much for listening.
There is nothing, ladies and gentlemen, funnier in this business than the magic of audio editing.
Mike, I know this audio editing not you speak of.
Oh,
all I know is that the governor...
God, that is rich.
The governor has said what he has had to say.
Wow, that is an incredible statement by the governor of California.
And, you know, how many of you people now have egg on your faces when we were doing our RSO stuff?
Exactly.
Before the break. Oh, and there's more from the governor.
This is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report.
Uh-huh.
When I came into office, I made a promise to the people that I will make government spend more money than we have and raise property taxes. It isn't enough spending unless it is overspending. I want to thank all of you for everything that you've done to bring California bankruptcy. Now it's the time for the legislators to do what is best for California. Rack up billions of dollars in new debt. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
As you know, we are proud to be heard every day in the capital city of Sacramento.
Yes, isn't that delightful?
On KHTK. And before we start, one last item.
Yes.
This is from Sacramento.
The Bee.
From the Sacramento Bee.
Oh, lovely newspaper.
Today's Sacramento newspaper. Four house cats have been tested positive for the plague.
Oh, my God.
That's unfortunate.
That's That's the headline, Mike. Four house cats test positive for plaque. For plague,
The plague. Bubonic plague.
Yeah, no, no, yeah.
The plague that, like, wiped out a civilization.
Yeah. Right. Like, not the kind that scrubbing bubbles can take care of.
No. I think there was some in that high karate bottle, too.
And again, if you're listening to us in Kern County or in Placer County.
Is that close to Sacramento?
Yeah, well, it's in Sacramento.
Is Sacramento in those counties?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Sacramento is everywhere.
Sacramento is everywhere.
Yes, it is.
So house cats have tested positive for the bubonic plague.
For the plague. The plague. Just the plague. Uh-huh. No need to use his first name. It's just the plague.
Just the plague.
Just call him Boo Plague. Yeah. BP.
B-plague.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Oh, you're right. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, friends, I missed all of you tapes. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hi there, Cut 29. Hi, Cut 30.
Hello.
Hello, number 34. Hello, new favorite 15.
Hi! It's me, Super Duke.
It's a lot of fun.
Hello!
Hi there.
Hello!
Hi there, Gwine Idol.
Hi! It's me, Super Duke.
Happy birthday, LB!
How's
your birthday? And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Return.
Yes.
And all the ships at sea.
Hi.
Yes.
It's me, Super Goose.
Broadcasting shirtless in their Donald Trump signature overalls.
Yeah.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Ah! All right, everybody. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, SJ Rob. And not to be confused with Sonny Jurgensen's cigar.
Sure.
It's really called the SJ9.
Hi. It's me, Super Goose.
Right. Hi, Tony.
Okay.
Hi, Donald.
Yeah.
Don and Mike Show, everybody, and it's a new episode on this Monday, right? 091905.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
No, Buzz is not retarded. You're listening to Chicago, the old ones, the bold ones, the never been sold ones. Chicago Old Days, that's our opening song. And here are your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from Canada and Mexico. I don't know why we say that. We're on nowhere near Mexico now. Do they even have the intranet in Mexico?
Not yet. Many of them are here now. They have it if they're here.
Arnold will fix that.
Certainly will. Whatever statement he makes, we'll have it for you.
And if you're lucky enough to be listening on WJFK-FM.
Look around, Cafe.
Thank you.
There you go. Doing great, it's them.
On WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C., you can call us anytime at 202-432-1067. Also on the internet, our website, donandmikewebsite.com. You click on the Listen Live right there, and you can hear us, or go to
RadioMatt.com
and click on our Las Vegas station or the Washington, D.C. station or the Pittsburgh station, and you get yourself a nice stream. Where's that stream, Rob?
Been running the whole vacation.
Boy, oh boy. I tell you, it's been...
There it is.
Give me a moment. Listen to that stream. And you know, it's a good, strong internet stream.
Very strong.
And you know why? Because we always, right at the very end...
Hi! It's me, Super Duke.
You got a problem if you don't show you with that last little bit there.
That's a lot.
Cup and a half.
You come back and you got to, like, you know, hang your shirt over your pants.
It's very, very embarrassing.
Some people don't see.
Don't wear khakis.
Don't see what's happening.
That's right. And I am really regretting splashing that crap on me at the beginning of the show.
With the high karate?
It stinks. It's bothering me. You know, usually, you know, a cologne that somebody else is wearing bothers you. That's just disturbing me over here right now.
So, as I said, 15 goddamn minutes ago, it's great to be back. We are going to get to the Jerry tapes. We have so much vacation stuff to tell you about.
Sure.
And we're going to save that for tomorrow. Plus, we have lots of tapes of the Emmys last night and all the stuff that came up over vacation, like Kanye West making a tremendous amount of sense.
Mm-hmm.
We have that tape.
Now, see, that's one I didn't hear.
No.
That's one where I was out of touch. When you say somebody's making sense, I think of the Reverend Reggie White, Reggie White.
You think I'm kidding. This was a great moment during the Katrina, the very first Katrina telethon.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh,
right. So it's Mike Myers standing next to Kanye West.
Okay.
And Mike Myers, incidentally, after Kanye West made his statement, Mike Myers stood there. Mike Myers is already the whitest guy in the world.
He turned whiter.
He's Canadian. He's Caucasian.
Canadian.
He turned whiter.
Yeah. There's now over 25 feet of water where there was once city streets and thriving neighborhoods.
Oh. Now, hold on. Let me just cut right to. Right to the message.
Everyone talks about what a brilliant improver Mike Myers is. Listen to how well he handles this.
A deer in
George life. Bush doesn't care about black people.
That is what Kanye West said.
That is what he said. That wasn't on the teleprompter, oddly enough.
And I expected Mike Myers to, like, break into, like, his fat bastard voice or something. Right. I go, you're saying something that's controversial. Didn't say nothing. Didn't say nothing.
Wow.
Anyway, that's my man. A man, Kanye West.
A.W.
Yeah, let's hear that again. When he's right, he's right.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
And then when they finally went down to New Orleans, when that guy told Cheney to F off.
Yes, right, right.
Because I was talking to the mayor in those areas. One of the things
you've
got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
Go F yourself. Yeah,
that's great.
So, we've got like 8,000 tapes.
You know, it is
to catch up on.
It's moments like that where you realize we do have a free country.
We do.
I like that.
But let's, Robbie, why don't you load up the Joe stuff? The calls.
The calls?
The calls. I thought they were already in the machine.
Are they? These? Oh, it's here. You go, yeah.
Okay.
These are messages from Joe?
Yes, messages from Joe. We have
to you.
Oh, and Rob.
Okay.
We both received a call.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but first, here's news from California. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don, Mike. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that Bakersfield is in Kern County, and it's in the southern part of the state.
Oh, well, now, why would that be in the Sacramento Bee under the headline Sacramento?
There was a bunch of cats in, a branch up in the mountains that... tested positive for the plague.
Oh, please don't tell me that the plague is only in Bakersfield.
Yeah, because I played golf with a guy on vacation from Bakersfield, real nice guy.
It would mean everything to us if the plague was in Sacramento.
And I didn't play golf with anybody from Sacramento.
And it was in the Sacramento Bee under the headline...
Sacramento.
Sacramento. That was the byline.
Please don't tell us the plague is anywhere else in California.
Anywhere except Sacramento.
I
would settle for Modesto.
Well, in any town in California makes me think of this man.
Hi, this is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report. This week, I want to talk to you about sex crimes, but I am a convicted sex offender. I joined with sexual predators.
Hi! It's me, Super Duke.
Okay, get off the phone. Thank you for the call. Hold on a second. Don and Mike show. Hello.
I think what Kanye West said about President Bush is incredibly insensitive. I mean, seeing how there's hundreds of millions of other people that President Bush doesn't care about.
Black people, not the only ones.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
That was funny.
Now listen, all of these tapes, they're all gonna have, and we've got some great Madden tapes. We love taping Monday Night Football.
You never know what you're gonna get out of that.
Last week he was, he's sexual when he doesn't mean to be sexual.
And he steamrolls ahead, and he keeps going on it because he has no idea what he's saying is being misinterpreted.
But before we're not going to do that. We're going to start with the jury tapes. But before we even start with the jury tapes, we have to get to the Joe message.
Very good. Yes.
So
big news.
See, the first message would be... Okay. So Joe had some exciting news, and he wanted to call over the weekend. And this is just a sound of Joe first calling Rob A., Robin.
You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of
Rob Spiewak.
First saved message from
Joe.
Received September 4th at 10:06 p.m.
Hey, I would have called you earlier, but I was busy lighting off Roman candles and Bottle Rockets. Where are you? Oh, that's right. We're not friends. We work together.
Wow.
Anyway, sincerely, I would have called you earlier, but I was busy lighting off Roman candles and Bottle Rockets.
Sincerely.
Anyway, hope all is well with you. Happy Labor Day weekend.
Here we go. Come on, get to it, boy.
Tracy says hey. And we love you guys, and I hope your family is well, and I hope all is fine.
That's nice.
Call me back tomorrow, because I'm not going to work. Good day. I said good day.
So, he calls Rob, kind of clandestine, you know.
Yes.
Call me back. Rob, of course, does not call him back.
Okay.
Of course.
Later in the weekend, I get a call. I don't recognize the caller ID, so I let the machine pick it up, and here we go.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Hi! It's me, Super Jew!
Okay. No, really. Here's Joe's message to me, where he finally says what he wanted to say.
First, saved message.
Hey, Don, it's Joe Uninger.
Wow.
Your favorite rock star.
Right.
I got your phone number from Beth Ann. I'm just calling to tell you that Tracy and I got married on Tuesday.
Wow.
And Beth Ann.
Now, hold on. This is where, and congratulations, Joe.
Couldn't be happier.
This is where the showman in Joe is going to come out.
Okay.
Wait and hear the extraordinary offer that he laid out for me, which I have obviously turned down.
That hit me to it. I already knew this, but happy birthday. So if you'd be so kind to call me back, it would be great. I'd like since we're in Bethlehem tomorrow, I'd like to announce that we got married tomorrow. If you want, I'll hold it till Tuesday, though. Anyway.
Now, he knows that we're going to be in a truncated show today.
Right.
So if I wanted to hold it.
Sure, the news.
Till tomorrow.
The big news.
If I wanted to hold, the major Woody major announcement.
What he's doing, he's offering you the opportunity to embargo this.
Now, this is this past weekend. This past weekend you get this message.
Because you know what it is? Yeah, last night. Right. It's because it's radio dynamite.
This is incredible news.
Give me a buzz back. Good day. I said good day.
Is he a little loaded then, too?
I think so.
Yeah.
Right.
So he was extremely loaded when he called Rob.
Yeah, because
he's a little less loaded, but he's still loaded when he called Don.
He was lighting off, as we say, Bottle Rockets.
Bottle Rockets.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Don, you're on the air. Hello there.
I'm just going to tell you, Placer County is right to the north of Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's give that a round of applause. Yes.
So that would be Pussy Ground Zero.
And that's where that's
as we're going to call it with the pussy play.
That's where the wind is going to blow, blowing the plague down into Sacramento.
Probably by air.
Pussy cat plague.
Mm-hmm. The pussy cat plague.
The PCP. Kids.
This is Governor Schwarzenegger. Beware of the PCP, the pussy cat plague.
I thank you, my friend.
All right, thank
you. See you later. Okay, so it is out there by Sacramento. Yes.
All right, what's new?
So let's call Joe.
Who's he kept?
Because Joe was nice enough to
share his good news with
all of us up.
Yeah.
Hello?
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
I think you spoke for all of us there.
There you go. So Joe's...
You covered it.
Joe is married, and now let's move on with the jury tapes.
Very good.
Hi! It's me, Super Jew. I mean...
Cameron Gray, Operations Director.
Hi!
Okay. So Joe got married, and there you go. The cat's out of the bag now.
Any questions?
Anybody?
Anybody got any questions? Show of hands?
Anybody? Okay. All right. There you go. See, that's why I couldn't wait to go with it today. I couldn't wait, Mike. It was too strong. But, Joe, thank you for the option to hold it until tomorrow's show.
I'm so glad you went with it today. I wouldn't have wanted to wait.
Yeah.
Any questions?
See, here is my thought process.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked its way almost at the top of the show. You know, I almost thought, hi, karate or Joe? Which would be...
I know.
And the great Arnold tapes, you know. High karate, Arnold tapes, Joe's announcement.
What to lead with? I can still smell that stuff.
But Joe's wedding. You know, I don't even know. I bet he went... Out west, they'd say. I bet he went to Vegas.
Are your eyes burning at all?
No, but my, I mean, it's a little bad. It's bad.
My eyes are
bad.
Hey,
Joe. Hey.
Hi there, Joe. All kidding aside.
So I should just...
Congratulations. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It was a great day whenever it happened.
Any other questions?
I'm sure all the details are on his website.
Yeah, I was wondering, seriously, I was wondering...
Okay, Mike.
Oh, it's gone. Wait a minute.
It'll come back to you.
All right.
Light heaven?
No, I got it.
Hello?
Yeah, I was wondering, Joe, Man, I lost it again. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, now this time we'll really ask him.
Okay.
At least where he got married.
And to who?
Boom. Hello?
Can I talk to Beth Ann, please?
Sure. For you.
Hello?
Hey, where'd Joe get married?
Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Hello?
Bye-bye.
I heard a no in the background.
So,
no.
It wasn't Vegas.
It wasn't?
No.
Where was it?
Well, hold on. Can we guess?
Yes.
He's calling us now. For God's sakes. Hello. Who is this?
It's Beth Ann.
Oh, hi, BA.
Yeah. He didn't get married in Vegas.
Not Vegas.
Good enough for me.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
The answer we're looking for, not Las Vegas.
That's all I wanted to know. No, if it wasn't in Vegas, does it matter?
Not in the city proper, no.
Not in the city proper.
Was it out
Did
of
you
the,
get a call?
Yeah.
Did you get a call?
Was it, so, out of the, was it out of the Commonwealth, Buzz? Was it out west?
Yes, it was out west. It was near Las Vegas, I think.
In Sacramento.
Were you invited? It's where they found some cats.
Oh, God, please. I hope he went to Mexico. Now, you know, Mexico is not necessarily right next to Las Vegas. Like,
it wouldn't be north either.
You're right again, unless I was looking at the map upside down.
Canada.
No.
Not close.
No. Yeah. Reno? You go to Reno?
Perhaps Reno.
Well, he does harbor that dream that he has some kind of musical ability to be a rock star. Maybe he went, like, to Los Angeles.
I'm thinking Los Angeles, too.
I'm going to go with Reno as my final guess. What is your final guess, Mike?
I got A, B, C, D.
Which is?
Don't care.
Okay, Buzz, tell
that's
us.
That's hardly the spirit. You know, I forgot.
Well, I didn't get a call.
Forgotten the name of the town. It's like Colorado something. It's just outside of Las Vegas, I believe.
Well, then what's his problem?
It wasn't in Las Vegas. You asked him if it was in Las Vegas, and it really wasn't.
Yeah, married at the...
Hello?
So it was like, what, outside Las Vegas?
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was...
Something happened with connection.
What happened there?
This darn phone system.
I'm sorry. We've been gone for a couple of weeks. It's just fantastic. You know, I wish we had the old phones, like in old-time radio.
You could really make that crunch sound.
When you would hear that, to let you know that the person's been hung up on.
Yeah, because all these newfangled talk shows, you know, you're designed to keep the calls as seamless as possible. So you can hang up on people without anybody hearing it.
If I could just throw out an attaboy.
Bacardi Limon. Tony Diggs.
Engineer Tony Diggs. Mm-hmm. We've been gone for 2.5 weeks, and I want to tell you, the place is exactly the same as when we left.
Yeah, how about a nice big round of applause for absolutely nothing getting done?
And I'm not even calling out Tony. It's the entire management crew here that, like, for weeks wasted my valuable time calling me into meetings saying, ideally, when we redo the studio when you're gone.
What do you need?
How would you like it? You know, what do you need? And come back, you know what's been done? Not one freaking thing.
Actually, there is one difference. The DAT player is broken.
The what?
The
digital audio tape player?
On it.
Wait a minute. Where's my picture of Buzz and me in the in the pool, in the Blue Lagoon? Where's that picture?
It's gone.
Someone took it, Buzz.
I'll replace it with a framed color one.
There you go. Hey, all right, look, thank you.
Always color with him.
But I see they put up, somebody's got like some sort of Sin Wood City for Sin City.
What is that?
Cheap little pictures of Jessica Alba, like from a copying machine in black and white.
Yeah, no, listen. This is the stuff that can hang on the wall in the studio, okay? Here's a nice picture of Britney Spears that just about everybody that works here has defiled and written things on.
Right.
And there are, like, the squiggly lines indicating stink coming from parts of her body.
What's the blue business card above her head? What is that? What significance does that
have? Somebody signed me up for the AARP.
Okay, all right, that's good.
So that's my official AARP card.
That's funny.
Below it, you've got Chewie playing the drums from Star Wars.
I think that's from Travis.
Always timely.
And then, what is this, someone's Toyota thing from their car?
Toyota logo and a scutcheon.
Why is that in here?
I don't know.
We're making
I think
jewelry.
It always makes me...
That's gone. So bye, see you, there you go.
It serves as a good reminder to keep an eye on the Japanese.
And you know what, really?
Never forget, Rob.
I'm putting stuff up in here.
Good. Are you?
I'm going to mark my territory. The first thing I'm going to do is that picture of me and Buzz. If you get that...
I think you wiped your face with something that was marked territory today.
I swear to God, I don't know whether I'm going to have to bathe for 3 days in a row, scrub my face with lava to get this high karate off of me.
That stuff sold?
It's amazing.
It's really bad.
And Don, I take it back because I really think that we had a disagreement as to whether high karate smelled like brute, and you had said it smells nothing like brute, and it doesn't smell like brute.
No, it smells real Avon-y.
Yeah.
It smells like, what was the animal urine that was in the news while we were gone?
Deer?
Was it a fast food place that was supplying?
They soaked donkey meat and tiger urine in Japan, and they sold it as tiger meat.
Oh, it's tasty, too. Oh.
And what was the urine that we put on the people's head? Was that raccoon urine?
Raccoon, I believe, yes.
That was good, too. But it wasn't put out by Fabergé.
Hello?
I love their eggs. How are your eggs, Beth Ann?
They're fine.
Are your eggs beyond harvesting?
No.
So you're still fertile?
Still.
Wow.
You saw the guy that you love, didn't you?
Yep, last night.
You didn't tell him, did you?
Nope.
No.
Oh. How come?
I just couldn't.
Oh, what could it hurt?
You dirty birdie.
You're too embarrassed?
It just wasn't. Yeah, there were people there. I couldn't. It wasn't right. So it's okay.
What if it was in the middle of a conversation? You just went,
I thought
that's
about
a great story. I love you.
There
we go.
Right.
Nice to see it's back. Beth Ann, once again, I was making a statement and you talked right through it again.
Well, we had the same thought.
Beth Ann, this is for you. Would you put Joe on, please?
I sure will.
Joe?
Jesus Christ.
Hello?
I used to think you were paranoid about that.
Yep. Was that a great example?
She does love talking when you talk.
That was textbook.
That's true.
Joe?
Yes.
Seriously, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything we really need to know beyond that?
Nah.
Okay, good. All right. Well, you know, my conscience is clear then. I mean, all that hang-up stuff and everything.
Well, we got married in Boulder City.
Boulder, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
Nah.
Not into it.
Just don't give a rat's ass. Just, you know, good luck, pal. Good luck.
Is this his first one? That is a legitimate question I would have.
Good luck in the it is sewer that one. Is marriage.
Well, time's up on questions.
Good luck.
Yeah, you're right. We'll never know.
No. Boy, am I lucky. I mean, in that regard. All those great years in the sewer with Frida.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mike, Buzz wanted to talk to you, Joe.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey, Joe. How's married life treating you?
Great.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
Oh, is he gone?
Yeah.
Please, I do have a legitimate question.
Really?
Yes.
Now stop with the jokes.
I'm not making jokes. It's serious stuff. Joe.
Yeah.
Can you get me an iced tea?
Sure.
Thank you.
There you go. That was an honest call.
Marriage. It was. I really want one.
Marriage agrees with him.
I really want one.
Okay. Are you ready for this, kids?
I am.
And more importantly, are you ready for this?
Yes!
Are you ready? For the first time ever, after we're coming back from a Labor Day holiday, we are actually going to play the Jerry tapes. From the telethon.
Hi! It's me, Super Duke.
Just know that last year, we were nearing the second half of December when we got to them. Not that I kept track.
But also, on behalf of procrastination,
yes.
Last year Jerry was fatter, more bloated,
right.
Didn't have as much time, and would never have given us a nugget like,
Hi! It's me, Super Duke.
Yeah, it was almost like the old days.
Now, do you have, like, your own music that you got from the telephone?
Yes.
Of course you do.
Yes, I do.
And don't we have, not to look too far ahead, but don't we have Ed really effing up the tote bad?
It wasn't Ed this year. It was, well, he messed it up, but the worst error falls to Jerry this year.
Good. Jerry screwed up the tote?
Bad.
Oh, wow.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's start. I'll turn off Rob's dumb music.
It's great music.
You.
That's the local cutaway music.
Da, 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 da.
Jerry Lewis.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Wow.
Now, I'm just going to go with Rob's notes on this.
Okay.
Just keep in mind, Rob is retarded. If you did not know that, Rob is definitely retarded in the head.
In a very good way.
Fun way.
Retarded in the head, retarded in the bed. And he not only watches this Jerry Lewis thing every year, he tapes it. And he keeps copious notes with the highlights.
I'm done. And now I'm chomping at the bit.
He would do this if he wasn't on the show. As I recall, you did this long before you ever...
Yeah, I really got into it way deep in college. But a little before that.
As many kids do.
normal kids.
Hey, speaking of, God, I got a lot of stuff about my kids. And I put an S on the end of that to tell you about tomorrow about both of my kids. But Bart has fallen into a great college trap. And in this way, I'm very proud of him.
Okay.
I never went to college, but I know a great rite of passage is he is finally with his friends watching The Price is Right.
Oh. Oh, my God. Price is Right in soap operas.
And I'm sure that this also made the news while we were gone, but on one of the pre-taped episodes of The Price is Right last week, I guess he and his friends were, you know, shaking it off and getting ready to get their day going at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Of course.
They turn on their friend Bob Barker.
Right.
Where's that tape of Bob? Hold on, here it is. Here's Bob.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
And I guess the showcase show prize was a trip to New Orleans. And not only a trip to New Orleans, but a boat.
Oh, no.
And it was obviously taped like months in advance, but nobody had the foresight.
To do some editing at CBS?
Yeah. So right as they were, and as Bart described it, in one part of the screen, they actually had like Hurricane Katrina coverage, and then they say,
wow,
what do you want? It's a trip to New Orleans.
Go enjoy New Orleans, Bob.
So here's what Rob writes on his copious notes about Jerry.
Okay.
A nice big sigh.
Now, when Rob writes something like that, it's just listen for Jerry's sound that he
then
makes.
Then Jerry's cold open. Heartfelt sentiments abound as Jerry decides to share the MD spotlight with Hurricane Katrina. A little too early, Rob says, to do it with the I, me, or my game.
Oh.
But I'd like to try it anyway. Just to count the numbers, number of times it says I and me.
So for those of you that might not have heard this, Don, you will be hitting the bell every time Jerry says an I or a me or a mine.
And Rob says that this is one that does not highlight. It's like a private note to me. Little too early to play the I, me, or mine game.
Which has motivated you to do it anyway.
But just the fact that you wrote it's a little early means there's got to be something in there.
Yeah, there's a shot.
Yeah.
One or two.
It's Jerry talking. So? It's a monologue.
Here we go.
I never thought that anything
you
could...
I'm sorry.
I mean, I really...
First word. First word was I.
The first word of the telephone was I.
I never thought that anything could distract me with only hours from the telethon. Usually my energy and my passion are full-blown preparing to help, assist, generate funds, and just make my kids a little better.
Now, hold on. Do we count my kids?
Yes. Most definitely. Any form of me.
I, me, mine.
I thought in the past we've given him a pass.
Never give him a pass on that. No, pass. My kids is five. Well, if we gave up my kids, that's good for 70, 80 of them.
Five so far.
Not so much physically, but certainly mentally.
Yes, Super Jew.
They all wait 363 days for their show. Their show of the year that is specifically
Will and Grace
to give them some joy and a lot of hope.
They're waiting for My Name is Earl.
But I know my kids will understand if I say that the beginning of their show, because there are hundreds of thousands of people who now know what suffering really is.
He's breathing a lot, isn't he?
The loss of children.
Very dry mouth.
The loss of their homes, their prized possessions, their puppies and other pets.
He's gone like 20 seconds.
They've
had
good.
No water.
It's good for
They've
him.
Had no light. They've had no power of any kind. They were all walking and swimming and treading in the water that was about 8 feet high.
Selfless this is.
Their cars are gone, trying to find...
He's gone at least 1 minute without saying, I'm me.
He says, I'm proud of it.
No.
They are running out of time.
It's too bad he wasn't in the hurricane. Then we'd have more eyes and me.
I doubt if there's anything we can do about their loss of self.
See, then it would be there.
Their personal regard for one or another, and the self-esteem that blew away with that first gush of water. I call on you as generous and caring Americans. I know what I'm talking about. Calling Americans generous and caring is right
How
on.
How many lozenges are in this guy's mouth?
Not enough.
In half a century,
he's been,
Americans have been there each time I asked for their help. Now, people... In Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Texas.
Wait a minute, Texas. Wait, you gotta play. What happened in Texas?
And
Texas. We're gonna stop the I me game to hear Texas.
Now, people in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Texas.
There's a. That is a loose plate,
Texas.
That is a loose plate
Texas.
That I can identify.
Texas.
Texas. Are in dire need of your help. It's vital, urgent, and immediate. Please contact either the Salvation Army.
Either.
Or the Red Cross.
No.
Who are geared up to fight.
Now I'm just listening to him and his teeth slipping out.
And save some lives.
Save some lives.
I couldn't believe seeing an elderly lady on a mattress because she had no forward motion. I couldn't fathom little babies without water.
Hold on a second. What is the deal with his mouth, Rob?
Baby.
What is the, really, what has happened to his mouth?
Is it the teeth falling out, or is it the, is it still the meds he's on?
Is it out of breath?
He shouldn't be dry mouthed, and he should not be out of breath, because this is the first moment of the telethon.
Right.
He's seated.
Wow. He's at his absolute apex right now. He might as well have come out in a Superman suit.
His tie. He didn't even do his bow tie.
No. Right.
So he's just sitting there. Talking.
And he, it's a combination of dry mouth and, I think, some sort of dental work.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have, like, the Imus in the morning tubes coming out of his nose?
No.
He's not on oxygen?
No, he looks great.
He looks healthy?
Yeah, he really does.
And when I saw him on Larry King...
Well, in comparison, he looks great.
He kind of looked like Beetlejuice because...
Well, the best thing that Rob ever said about Jerry, he still... has that twitchy quality.
Yes.
Where he twitches a little.
He has a lot of that still.
But what I noticed physically was on Larry King that... While he has lost weight, and he made a big deal about it, his face has shrunk, but his body was still like Marlon Brando size.
Yeah, but they're wrapping him well in a big, big tuxedo, so you don't notice his size.
But he's not nearly as big as he was last year.
No, he looks a lot healthier, and I think he's 79 now, okay. So he looks pretty good for 80.
All right.
Oh, come on.
I think he does.
Well, it's just like Elvis. He's a fan.
All that time, I found it impossible for my mind to accept... Men crying and fighting for their lives in front of everyone.
Blah, blah, blah.
Embarrassed? Yeah. Frightened? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Please search your heart.
Yes, Miss Murphy.
And know what you do now is for human beings to stay alive.
Okay, Jerry.
Thank you.
Relatively selfless.
Wow, and I love that MDA audience with the starting of the.
What was the?
You know that had to be a stage manager that started the clapping.
What was the total there, Buzz?
That was 15. 15. I, me, my, and mines.
Still not bad.
He cracks me up though, because you're right. It was probably a stage manager.
Of course, that crowd is too dim. They don't notice that.
What?
Here's a great transition. What? Because remember, that really was, for him, that's about as somber as he gets.
Mm-hmm. So he goes right from that to this.
Here's subtlety right here.
I mean, literally, he goes right from... Well, I'm just going to put it on continuous. and let it just roll. Mm-hmm. Can we back it up a little bit?
Don't. Are you going to go all the way back to truck?
No.
Truck.
Here we go. After all that crap you just heard.
What?
You've got to be back where you should be at the home base at the podium, please. To start the show. You've got to go back there.
Oh, I have no time to make my tie?
No, you have no time.
I have no time to make my tie. I got to go up here. Okay. I love this kind of informality. Are we ready now?
Yes.
We are. Okay?
Give me about 5 seconds more.
4, 3, 2, 1. Hi! It's me, Super Jew. I mean, Jerry Lewis. I would like for you ladies and gentlemen to greet the African dance master, the incredible African Dance Festival at the Debbie Allen Dance Academy in Culver City. Please welcome them. Here they are. And are they good? Come on, kid.
Oh, Jesus.
Hi.
Oh, man. I love that telethon.
So his energy level goes from... me, Gilbert, you... And then who knows what was going on with the African dance troupe he's announced.
Do I have time to make the tie?
Make my tie?
Make the tie.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That was something else. Thank you all very much. It's a great way to start. And to all you ladies...
Wow. He didn't tell us about this thing with his speech this year. That, to me, is the best part. The amount of saliva that's in the mouth.
Or lack thereof.
It could be one or the other.
It could be, you know, because he's always talked about the lozenges, where he's always going to have a cough drop or something.
When he goes to sing, and I'll just tell this now, it's not a spoiler because we can't see it. When he goes to sing, You'll Never Walk Alone,
yes.
His lozenge fell out. I watched it, I'm not kidding you, 30 times. As he goes to sing, and you just hear on the tape, you just hear like... But you see something fall out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was something else.
Okay, let's stop right there. Stop right there. We are actually, we're playing the Jerry tapes.
Yes.
We're really playing.
Hi. It's me, Super Jew.
Jerry.
It gives and gives.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Right. Hold on. Let me see. What do we have? Jerry with Barry Manilow.
Oh, hello.
Oh, we have some Barry Manilow speaking on tape.
Oh, good.
Then we have the timpanis. Jerry loses his thoughts.
Uh-oh.
Oh, great. See, I didn't pre-read all of this.
Okay.
So you're getting it as
so far, all the highlighted items you're reading sound good to me.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank the fine young talent, Celine Dion. Why Jerry...
Great kid.
Why Jerry loves popsicles.
Again?
Yep.
He's still doing the popsicle bit.
Love that story.
Jerry loves Burger King.
That's like, this is rehash from last year.
All the same.
Let me see. Norm Crosby intros Frank Caliendo. How was Frank?
Frank was, it's a shame he was on in the overnight. It was the funniest 5 minutes of the whole show.
Wait, who did he do?
He did Bush. He did Madden. He did Al Pacino.
Oh, good, good.
He did all his good stuff. He was really strong.
Good.
He was funny on that Fox show yesterday. He did that Jim Rome thing yesterday on that Fox show with
Rome.
JB. Yeah. Let me see. Then you've got Carrot Top. Gay Billy Gilman, you know who he is. He's that little hairless country singer boy who, when you see him, you think he really might be one of Jerry's kids, like that he might be sick.
But he's not.
No, he's not. He's not. I think he's the next Ray Stevens.
Very good.
About time.
Gosh, then you've got Larry. Oh, Larry was on. All right.
Does Larry host for a while?
Yes. Larry did 3 hours on Monday morning, and he was ever so Larry.
Then we have Ed slurring, Larry saying, wow. Larry makes it awkward for the president of Citgo. God, Rob, these notes.
I know.
It's nice that Jerry turns it over to Larry, a much younger man, to take the mantle when Jerry's not there.
Larry King screws up the 7-Eleven check. This cluster F has, this is cut 28, this cluster F has several missed cues.
Is this Larry?
No, this is Jerry.
Okay.
And I'm reading Rob's notes.
All right.
Cut 28. This cluster F has several miscues. Ed is lost. The tote board actually went from $25 million to $24 million. $1 million loss.
Then we have Tony Orlando kissing ass.
These all sound great.
Jerry cuts up. Ed McMahon blows it. He and Jerry give each other ass. And a Czech presenter gets caught in the middle. Jerry gets interrupted and bitches about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this sounds like good stuff.
Jerry loves Popeye's chicken.
Is this a good one, Rob? This sounds like a good telethon, really.
And he also loves popsicles again. Uh-huh. Jerry's pissed about the Emmys.
Is there a chance of hearing just one screw up before we go to break?
No,
we can't.
Look, Mike, we got only 2 hours of show left.
All right, I want to hear one. I'm dying to hear a screw
Ed
up.
Ed screws up the final toes.
We have to hear all of this.
I want to hear it.
Well, that's why we started it when we started it. So
screw up the toe, Jerry.
We are doing it.
Hi, it's me, Super Goo.
I know. We'll be right back.
Part of this is the Don and Mike Show.